Today, during my approximately 8 hour procrastination session, I realized that I had not yet read Jocelyn Brooks' chapter in his book, The Flower in Season, on August, the wildflowers of England in August. And so I got the book out, as it has been my practice to do each month since last November, when I joined the Audiomo brigade partway through the month, and began my audio blogging, I suppose one could call it. So I got the book out, as I said, and I did this month actually make it to the English countryside, unlike last month when I was too busy to go. And this time I did a fantastic walk down by the Medway River on a footpath just outside of Maidstone, basically, in Kent. Beautiful sunny day, white puffy clouds, and lots of flowers on the banks of the river, pinks and yellows mainly. This month it was strange because in the book, which was published originally in 1952, Jocelyn Brooke did not mention colors so much as he does in some months. His introductory paragraph for August is, he starts it with a quotation, "A still-bound fête," he writes. "August has its own equilibrium, opposed to that of January. They are the positive and negative poles of the year. August, the classical month, a fête by Poussin, in which, quote, time is shown with a stone face, unquote, against the heavy, rusty black masses of the trees. Yet time is not static. The calm, Augustan days are pregnant with the seed of their own destruction. There's a sense in the balanced quietude of après-moi le déluge." When I was reading his chapter about the various wildflowers and so on, I thought, it's so interesting because if I were a botanist, I would probably know that this book is incredibly outdated. And perhaps many of the flowers he's writing about no longer exist or grow in different areas than they did when he was writing. And the possibility, too, of interlopers, that there may be also species that now grow in certain areas that didn't grow there before. Most notable for me was his mention of purple loosestrife, which grows in the sort of marshy areas down near water, fresh water, which in Ontario, at least in Canada, is an alien species which has been introduced, which is actually destroying a lot of the waterfronts and changing the ecosystems in the freshwater ways in Canada. Anyway, that's the August summary. 2 days away from September.